Vous écoutez L'Autre Monde, and we are with the band Doomsday. Hi, nice to meet you guys.
Hi, I'm Eddie, I play drums.
Hi, I'm Carlos, the vocalist.
I'm Ryan, I play guitar.
So you are here in tour for this event because you are on a tour with Grove Street. So far, so good?
So far, amazing. Very good. Awesome. Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, it's been amazing. It's our first time here in Europe. Shout out to Grove Street for having us there. They're the best band in the world.
Yeah, no, everything's been going really well so far. Grove Street are just like a really great group of people. Good musicians, even better friends. Yeah.
So how is the tour? It's the end of the tour, I think. Yes.
Yeah. Today's the last day of the tour, and then we fly back home tomorrow. Yeah.
So what do you think about the European audience?
It's amazing. I had no expectations coming into this. I just wanted to experience it just for the first time. And when we first played in London, it was crazy. It was insane. And then every show just kept getting better and better. And we just can't wait to come back now. It's awesome.
For our first time being out here, we've been very well received. Every show has been awesome. It's a good thing. Yeah, we want to come back.
Yeah, immediately we just want to come back. It's been nothing but great to us so far. Kind of sad that it's pretty much done. Yeah.
What was the reaction of the audience? What people told you after the show? Or the guys that you met, what did they feel after seeing you on stage?
The reactions have been incredible, you know, like we didn't, like he said, we didn't know what to expect, you know, because it's our first time out here. But the reactions have been awesome, very well received, you know. People keep coming up to us and telling us after we're done playing, like, great job, you know. They like us, you know. It's very good. It's heartwarming, yeah.
Yeah, like I mean, there's people out here that like at some shows that would drive hours to see us. Seeing that, like, we're going to be in town, like, this is our first time here. We didn't even think we were going to make it to this point.
One guy even came to three different shows. Yeah. He drove to three different shows just to see us.
Shout out Ben. Awesome. It's just crazy to see that, like, you know, we just think we're just like a band, some band from California, and then, like, when we come out here, people, like, know the songs, they sing along to some of the words, and know what guitar solo is going to come in. It's like, that's all the way out here? Like, that's crazy. Like, yeah. I love that.
Yeah, it's a good feeling. Good feeling. Yeah.
And for this event, for the Winter Reap, what can we expect?
You can expect us to give us, like, the absolute last amount of energy we have and give everything to, like, the audience here in tours.
110%. Because it's the last show of tour, you know, and this is a great festival, you know. It's pretty awesome to see all of this. So we're going to give as much as we can, 110%, because all these people are here, so we got to give them a show. Got to give them a show.
I always got to bring that energy, you know. Yeah, bring in the energy.
Yeah, I'm just super grateful, you know, just to be doing this with my friends. Everyone in the band is like my family, and this is just getting to play shows with them is just the cherry on top.
And for the next weeks, next months, what are your plans?
We do have a tour upcoming with A Wilhelm Scream and Death by Stereo around the West Coast in February. After that, we're still, you know, planning the next steps. You know, maybe more European shows in the summer, who knows, but, you know,
we're hoping to come back out here in the summer.
We'll make it work. I definitely want to come back against, you know, like, we'll make it work.
A special remembrance of this tour?
A good memory. What was the show we played in Maastricht? Was it?
Maastricht, yeah. Maastricht was a pretty good show. Maastricht was amazing. My favorite show so far has been playing in Zurich, especially with this band called Deconvolution. We played with them in Zurich and another show in Germany, and they were just... That was the first time I was like, oh my god, this is awesome. This is like, this band is amazing. And like, we just instantly connected with them. and now like I can't wait to play with him again. So shout out Deconvolution from Switzerland.
Yeah, I mean, like, the most thing I would remember is just everyone that we've met. Everyone's been so nice, you know, everyone's been so kind, so generous. That's definitely something I'm going to take back home, for sure.
Yeah, everywhere we've been to, they've just, people have just been nothing but nice, have opened their doors, have let us stay with them. Just the biggest thing is, like, the hospitality here for bands. Everything is so welcoming. They want to take care of you, and I am never going to take that for granted.
Definitely
so
not. Yeah, it's amazing. It's a great feeling to know, like we said, it's our first time out here, and just to be so well received, you know, and people are just so accommodating and so nice. Yeah. It's, we want to come back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else you would like to tell us before my last question?
I just want to say thank you to everyone that's here, you know, like, and thank you. I don't know. It's going to be a good night. We're going to put on a show. We're going to do our best.
Shout out Overpower. Yeah, shout out Overpower, 100%.
Also Grove Street.
Also Grove Street.
Yeah, big shout out to the UK scene, especially Overpower. We played 2 dates with them, and, you know, those are the boys. So we can't wait to come back. Yeah.
Also thank you to Avocado Booking for bringing us out here. That's a big thank you to them.
Big shout
big
out.
Thank you to them.
Thank you so much for taking, you know, a chance on us, like, yeah, I'm always going to be grateful for that.
Yeah.
So I show you 5 things and you can pick one. It's a tree which fruits heal wounds. The fruit of the tree can heals your wound.
Okay.
An instrument who can calm down conflicts. A book on each page you can read forgotten secrets. A compass who can guide you to hope. Or a lantern who can enlighten hidden truths.
I like the hope. I like the hope compass, you know. Because I have high hopes for this band, you know. I think we have a lot of potential. And I think we want to keep doing this as long as we can, so I like the hope compass, for sure.
I picked the harp to end conflict. Think a lot about this band. We sing a lot about atrocities overseas and wars, and I especially want to bring light to that, like, as much as I can with, like, lyrics in the songs, so definitely that, yeah.
Yeah, definitely, like, the harp for me, too. I'm not really a person of words, so, like, playing the guitar, you know, kind of really does, like, express how I truly feel sometimes. And, you know, to solve conflicts, music brings everything together, you know. So it's definitely a good representation, for sure.
A last word?
I don't know. Just thank you for everything. Thank you. Yeah, thank you for the interview, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much for, you know, giving us your time. Big shout out to Anna Joyce, has been on this tour with us. She's awesome. Big happy birthday to her.
Yeah, shout out Anna Joyce, my wife.
Yep. Thank you so much.
Thank you.